Elizabeth Eckford.
The next morning, I was about the first one up. While I was pressing my black and white dress, I had made it to wear on the first day of school, my little brother turned on the TV set. Mother called from the kitchen.
Turn that TV off!
She was so upset and worried. Before I left home, she said we should have a word of prayer. Then I caught the bus.
Carlotta Walls.
The next morning, I popped out of bed without hesitation. It was really going to happen, I thought. The anticipation of walking up those regal steps into Central made each moment seem to tick by slowly.
Terrence Roberts.
This was to be no ordinary day. Already, my parents and I had witnessed the gathering crowds around the school as we tuned into the morning TV news show. We calculated, however, that the imagined threat was bigger by far than any real element of danger, based on the fact that National Guardsmen were there.
At the meeting spot, we noticed a small group of students, although I couldn't see Elizabeth or Terrence or Melba. There were two black ministers whom Mother recognized. Three older white ministers and a young white man were there too. We chatted anxiously until one of the ministers approached and said it was time to get moving. But first, he said, we needed to pray.
Gazette editor Ashmore.
At Second Presbyterian Church yesterday, the Reverend Marion A. Boggs offered a special prayer.
We pray that all persons in authority be given wisdom, and we ask God to restrain the passions of violent men. We pray that we will not suffer the spirit of lawlessness to gain ascendancy in our community, and that all the persons have the patience to wait the due process of law.
These words speak for the great, silent mass of our people who abhor violence, respect the law, and would be ashamed for any child of any race to look upon the naked face of hatred.
And I got off a block from school. I saw a large crowd standing across the street from the soldiers guarding Central. As I walked on, the crowd suddenly got very quiet.